Welcome everyone, I am Keith. If you know me in the gaming world, you know me as Jesus. I'm sitting here with Mako and Spurgling. You guys know them better as Spencer and David. Say what's up, guys.
Hey everybody, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, guys? Spencer, I was waiting for you to say something, damn it.
I never take initiative, you go first.
We're the three guys that make up Three Guys, One Up. Last week we had a pretty heavy show for you, and this week we're kind of getting back to our roots of just kind of talking some shit, so I wanted to open up with some really detailed views of all of our religious views, and then we're going to go right into abortion and gaming, and No, we're not actually going to do that. We've got some stuff coming up. There's some serious stuff going on in the gaming world, especially around Twitch. Twitch has been doing a lot of bans and stuff recently. They're having a lot of women come out, whether they're mods, streamers, fans, and speaking out against some sexual abuse by streamers. And Twitch has been going through and banning a shit ton of people. And rightfully so. And it's not just the sexual allegations. There's been a lot of racism, a lot of hate speech. President Trump had a stream that got banned for hate speech. And one that we'll talk about a little bit is Dr. Disrespect got permanently banned. Major Twitch partner got permanently banned, and nobody knows why. Twitch isn't saying why. He's saying he doesn't know why. So lots of shit happening. What do you guys think about a lot of this Twitch news? Like, it's kind of firing out there right now.
Yeah, it's kind of coming at such a clip. It's hard to follow at this point. Like, there's so much that's going on.
It's every day we get more Twitch news, more bans, more allegations.
Yeah, I'm just really a little in befuddlement over the whole situation. It like just no news about what happened.
Oh, you talk about Doc? Yeah, Doc, yeah. is a weird one. I really don't even know. There's been a lot of rumors, and a lot of rumors that sounded pretty realistic, but when people dug into them, they're not actually as realistic as one might think. So one of them being is that so Mixer, if nobody knows, Mixer is shutting down. They're joining up. They're pairing up with Facebook. So anybody that was a partner with Mixer was offered a partnership at Facebook. Two of the biggest being the two big ones that they recruited were Shroud and Ninja. They're not planning on going over. They've already denied Facebook. They're not going over to Facebook. So there was some rumors going around that Ninja and Shroud and Doc were going to start up their own streaming service. Well, some of those have been debunked. It's still up in the air. I don't really know. So it was rumored that Doc was going around trying to recruit people to this, and there were some legal allegations against him. I think if it were there was more of the sexual stuff, they've been really open with a lot of that. So I don't know if that's what's happening in Doc's case. A lot of people are saying there's some NDA stuff going on with it, and that's why nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, didn't that, it looks like that claim about them starting their own service originated on 4chan, so.
Yeah.
Take that with a grain of salt.
Yeah, I've got a Forbes article here kind of laying out a lot of these theories and stuff. And yeah, the original one was coming out of 4chan, and that one was debunked because they were saying they were going to pair up with Spotify, and then it was a Google NDA coming out, but Google doesn't own Spotify. Spotify is its own thing. So that was debunked. So we don't really know about that. There is this rumor of a streaming service called Brime coming out from some ex-Mixer people, but there's no proof there that any of these guys, these big guys, Shroud or Ninja or Doc, are affiliated with them. Actually, Brime has come out and said Doc definitely is not. So don't know, every rumor that comes out kind of has an air of maybe it's true, but mostly it's been debunked. So we're still kind of left reading rumors.
I think right now is the time for wild hypothesizing. So we should throw out wild rumors and see what sticks.
I heard Dr. Disrespect owns a pizza parlor in DC, so...
and yeah, there's a long Forbes article. I already shared this one in our Discord if you wanted to check that out. Yeah, there's a lot of rumors going around, Doc. Who knows what really happened? I watched the last handful of minutes from his last stream before he went off, and it was weird. There was some weird shit going on. Like, he got a text. You notice his normally really outgoing, kind of angry. He's a WWE-esque character. Like, that's what he built this character off of, was he was engineered to be the best gamer, and that's what he is. So it's a character that he makes. Like, this isn't just... It might have aspects of himself in it, but this is a goof. Like, he's a spoof of a guy. A lot of that comes out in his stream. He's angry, shakes around, he yells a lot. And the last 5 minutes of his last stream, he was definitely on edge. He looked really distraught, and he ended it on a really weird note, telling his stream that he said we'll get through this. His followers are called the Champions Club, I believe, and he's telling them that we'll get through this, and then he says, fuck, and then it just cuts off. So it was really weird. Yeah,
he definitely knew something was up.
Yeah, he got word of something that the ban was coming. Whether he knew what it is or not is besides the point. He definitely knew that was happening right then.
Interesting. Yeah, that's one to keep following, for sure.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep up with that news, and every day there's another rumor coming out. So until the actual truth comes out, who really knows? There's another article that I'll share, a Wired article that talks a lot more about the sexual allegations coming out around Twitch and a lot of the different streamers and stuff that have been banned for that. The people coming out, like I said, it's mods, it's other streamers. A lot of these big time streamers, these male streamers, are abusing their power to lure in lower ranked streamers, saying they'll boost their numbers if they do sexual favors for them and shit like that. It's fucked up.
Gross, man. I'm glad people are finally getting called out for that bullshit.
Yeah, it's nasty. But another big thing in that same realm is a group called Method. They're more centered around WoW. They've gotten a few world first raid completes in World of Warcraft, and a lot of their higher ups are having some very serious allegations against them, including rape, like full blown rape. Fragrance, TM Sean, Will XO, Bay, Swifty, Sasha, Josh. Josh has a ton of allegations against him. I'm looking at 8 right here, and that's just the ones that have come out of them preying on him on Discord, them preying on, and Discord's been really great about all this as well. Like, as soon as these allegations come up, they've cut off their partnership with Discord. Like, as soon as Twitch is cutting somebody, it seems like Discord's right there with them, cutting them out too. So their sponsors are dropping all these guys, so the ban waves just aren't coming from Twitch. It's across the board. These guys are losing their asses. They're losing their companies. Method, the whole guild in WoW, has broken up. It's split. And it looks like the whole company is going under as well, because most of these guys are higher ups or CEOs, co-CEOs.
Fucking good.
Yeah. Well, and you referenced Discord, and you had just shared the forum post, a blog post, where that dude was saying... white supremacy is a made up racist term. And all those comments, you know, I have to give ups to Discord for not tolerating this bullshit.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. What you're bringing up is, last week we shared Discord was fighting against a lot of the racism stuff, and these are comments on the blog post that they made, and yeah, they were awful. If you want to get really angry at some comments, go check those out over on Discord blog.
I don't understand it, man. Like, I started playing WoW when it was first released, and that was the nerdiest shit back then. And now it's suddenly like a rock star thing where people are using their power to take advantage of women. Like,
Yeah, how weird is that?
What happened?
Being a part of Method was, like you said, like such a celebrity status that these guys feel like they can abuse these women. I guess it's also the great rise of women in gaming, you know? I don't know how big the rise really has been or if they've always just been that many women gamers, but it's like 50% of gamers these days are women, and a lot of guys still don't like that. They don't accept that, and a lot of them prey on that, you know. Like we were saying briefly last week, there's some sick things that people will say just for hearing a girl's voice, a woman's voice in a chat, or if they have a female name, a feminine name.
Oh, man, they just get called out. Be playing as a woman, like an avatar.
Yeah, it's all sick sometimes. Yeah, and I think since there's been a strong rise in that, a strong rise in female streamers and stuff, a lot of these guys that got big early on in streaming are male. So they're trying to take advantage of their status on Twitch, their status in the streaming world, to prey on some of these women. And it's really fucked up. Not even women. A lot of the time, it's been young girls.
Right.
And they've been grooming them since they were 15, 16, 17 years old. And as soon as they hit 18, it's nothing but dick pics and shit like that on Snapchat and really nasty messages on Discord. So these guys are sick, and it is abuse of power, and it is straight up harassment, sexual harassment towards these women. And I'm glad a lot of these companies are taking a stance. Twitch, Discord, a lot of the sponsorships, whatever happened with Doc, he also lost some of his sponsorships and shit like that. He's got some big stuff going on too. I don't know if you guys heard this. I think it was announced at the beginning of the year that he's getting his own show. They're like taking his character and making a show out of it. I don't know if it's going to be an animated series or something like that, but yeah, he's got big things in the works, and kind of weird for streamers, but because he built this character, he's able to expand like that. And this will probably hurt that, whatever this is that he's done.
Yeah. That's a strange, strange pivot for a streamer.
Yeah. He's done some interesting stuff. Like with Undertaker and stuff, they've done some promos together. So that really shows off his like WWE-esque persona. You know, what were you saying, David?
I mean, I can't say that this is going to be bad PR for him. As long as there's no, like, he got banned from Twitch for something really shitty reason that comes out, they're all eyes are on him right now, just asking why.
Well, this isn't his first ban. He was suspended. It wasn't a permanent ban, obviously. Yeah. Was it 2 years ago or something like that? He was doing an IRL stream at E3, and he walked into the men's restroom at E3 while streaming. So E3 kicked him out. They banned him from the conference, and Twitch issued a ban. I think it was like a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks, that he was suspended from Twitch for doing that as well. So this isn't his first time getting in trouble with them. Again, I think it's part of his bad boy persona on Twitch. Some of the character he's built does shit like that. You know, when Valorant was coming out and they were releasing keys and stuff, he was one of the guys that was putting up on his stream that he had drops enabled when he actually didn't have drops enabled. When he got called out for it, he went on Twitter and blasted Riot for calling him out, calling them all babies and little girls for for saying something about that, which is really dumb. But that, again, yeah, that's part of his character, his persona. So being this bad boy might work for him. That's what a lot of people watch him for.
Oh, well, there you go. Welcome to our super not serious episode this week.
Yeah, right. Okay. On that note, let us move on, because let's get off the sexual allegation. I just wanted to bring some of that up. It's big news in gaming. Oh, you know, Twitch is a major part of gaming these days. Even if you're not gaming on something currently, a lot of gamers are watching streamers play the games that they don't have, or the games they want to get better at, or whatever it is. Twitch is a big part of the gaming world. So I wanted to bring some of that in, and I'm glad they're doing something about it. So we'll see what comes from that. like I said, I got a couple articles up in our Discord. Check them out. There's some good stuff, good information in those articles. Let's move on. Something that I heard about that I shared with you guys in our Discord was Xbox was planning, there was something leaked that they might be releasing a cheaper version of the Series X. It's not gonna be nearly as capable. It's rumored to have less than half the RAM or just about half the RAM. It's gonna have considerably fewer teraflops, so it's gonna sacrifice a lot of its power, but they're planning on marketing as a cheaper Xbox, and I gotta say that's probably pretty smart, you know?
Yeah, I mean, they had a lot of good success once they instituted the two model paradigm. Having the Xbox One X and then the Xbox One S, it seemed like it was really good to have those options. I'm really curious to see how this cheaper version of the Series X is going to compare to like the One X,
both in price and quality of quality of gameplay.
Is it going to be an upgrade to the One X still, or is it going to be a downgrade? Because that'll be a big deal.
Yeah, I'm interested in that as well. I'm interested to see just how much less it's going to be. We were speculating probably a couple $100, but it's really tough to say. Nobody knows how much these next gen consoles are going to cost, so it's really hard to say what the cheaper version might be. I got to assume it will be similar to what Xbox has released for in the past, which is around $399.
Right. I did see a report. There's a rumor that they're going to be announcing this cheaper version in August, and that it'll probably be called the Xbox Series S.
Yeah, the Series S, and then they have the Series X as the more expensive one. That's what I've heard as well, which is pretty cool. You know, they got beat out by PlayStation when PS4 came out. It was released at that $399 cost, I believe, and when Xbox One first came out, they were only going for $499 because they only came with a Kinect setup, the Kinect controller.
Well, right, they forced you to buy the Kinect.
Yeah, they quickly realized that people weren't going to pay that extra $100 for something that they're not going to use. People still don't use Kinect. I don't know any of my friends that use Kinect. So,
I played a lot of Fruit Ninja. Fruit Ninja was pretty sweet, but. That's about it.
I mean, yeah, it's a cool game, but it's a novelty. It wears off. It's not a staple of your Xbox experience. After how long have you had a Xbox One now, and how often do you use that Kinect? So I'm glad that they're getting away from forcing people into that.
Yeah, no, it's stupid to force them to buy that hardware. That obviously, I think that with Xbox's lack of showing in the games department, it's not, I feel like this is going to be a hit and miss sort of thing. I think that they are going to capture a lot of the budget market, but for what, right? If they don't have the games to back that up, the people are going to have these consoles, but maybe they won't consider buying the cheaper console. They might consider going for the PlayStation because it's got so many games coming out.
Yeah, they're really going to have to showcase some more of their exclusive titles if they want it. But the Xbox is supposed to be the superior power as of right now, as of what we know. And until they come out and we can really run benchmarks on them or whatever, it's not really going to be known. But as of right now, what we know about them, the Xbox should be a more powerful system. So showcase some games that are going to show off that power, and I think they have a winner. But you're right, as of right now, Sony's just got the games. Well, moving on from that, you know, I just wanted to share that for those of you that might not be wanting to spend the probably around $600, maybe even $700 on the new Xbox, there could be an option coming out for you. We'll find out hopefully next month or the month or August, you said. So something else I really wanted to talk about are some of these new Pokemon games coming out. You know, I saw this Pokemon Unite announcement, and it got me kind of excited. Then as I heard more and more about it, I'm not nearly as excited. Okay. Have you guys heard about this? Have you looked at it?
Yeah, I looked it up. That Pokemon Unite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to be a 5v5 MOBA style game, but with Pokemon. That sounds really cool to me. It'll be mobile and Switch, but it's going to be made by Tencent, and it will be, quote, free to start. So that really makes me worry about this game. Yeah.
Coming from Tencent.
They're known for cash grabbing.
My comment on the Pokemon just situation right now is they've got these sort of three big projects coming out rapid fire right now, right? An expansion to Sword and Shield, Unite, and then what was the name of the phone game that they released, the mobile game?
The new one is the Cafe Mix, Pokemon Cafe Mix.
Yeah. And
that one's Tencent as well, and it's supposed to be a cash grab. I haven't actually looked at it, but I've heard it's going to be a little cash grabby.
You hear Tencent, and that's synonymous with cash grab at this point. They don't do anything that's not cash grab. So, I mean, these are three new Pokemon games coming out to pretty lukewarm reception from everyone that I've kind of talked to about it. You know, it used to be
that you slap the Pokemon name on something and it was a guaranteed win. And that's kind of not happening anymore. You know, I thought a MOBA with Pokemon could be really cool, but free to start does not interest me at all. I do not want to pay to win any game, especially on my Switch. I just want to sit down and play my Switch. So I don't want to pay for any extras on that.
Especially on Switch, I don't like that at all. I understand the difference in marketplace and consumer base for like mobile gaming, where free to play, free to start games are can be more successful, but I really don't know of many that have been that successful on actual consoles.
Yeah, it makes me worry. On mobile, if it were just a mobile game, it would make more sense. But on Switch, you're already paying for, what is it, Nintendo Direct or Nintendo, what's their?
Nintendo Online.
Online, yeah. So you got to pay for that to play this game online. And it's going to have the microtransactions that, what it sounds like, will probably be a lot more than cosmetics. Which is a big letdown to me. When you go past the cosmetic thing and you start making it pay to win in a game like that that's competitive, it just ruins the whole game.
Right. I'd never heard the term free to start before. Like, I'd always heard free to play, but apparently that's just a Nintendo buzzword.
I'm assuming it was a Tencent edition where they're like, let's have free in there, but let's not let them know that the game is completely free.
It's a Nintendo policy to use the term free to start rather than free to play. Yeah.
Okay.
Some shitty executive in a crappy suit got a 10-cent raise for coming up with that term.
Yeah. Well, maybe Nintendo will take a more firm grip with this one and not allow Tencent to make it pay to win. And that would make it worth a look for me anyway. Because I do love Pokemon, and I think having a competitive Pokemon would be really cool. Outside of these couple of games, though, there's a new Pokemon Snap that's supposed to be coming out for Switch too, which I think could be really cool. I thought Pokemon Snap was a really kind of dumb game, but it was so I lost so many hours playing Pokemon Snap because it was just fun.
Same.
And it's just a different style of game, and I think on the Switch it could really nail it. So I'm kind of excited to see that one come out.
Looking forward to that for sure.
Pokemon Snap is something to be excited about when in the Pokemon world, but not much else, unfortunately.
Yeah, there's a couple of these games to look at. I don't know anything about the Cafe Mix. Looking at the screenshots and stuff from it, I could give two shits about this game. Like, I don't need to play this game at all. It has zero appeal to me. I could see if you're a mobile gamer and maybe geared towards the younger crowd, I could see this being semi-successful. But if it's going to have a Tencent microtransaction thing on there, I would encourage parents to keep their kids away from it too, because it would be all too easy for them to just drop a bunch of money on some stupid shit.
Yeah, that's always the It's a big worry.
Well, and 10 Cent's growing into this cancer. They're not a company that's focused on making quality games. They're a company that's focused on milking you for as much as they can. So it wouldn't surprise me that they've got people working on new hidden ways to, you accidentally charge you a micro fee, you know?
Yeah. Well, and some would probably argue with us now that Riot Games is owned by Tencent and it's not really cash grabby, but over the past few years, they've grown increasingly more so in my feeling, because it used to, and it's still cosmetic stuff, don't get me wrong, it's not pay to win stuff, but buying skins in League of Legends, there used to be a lot of options for like really cheap skins and stuff like that. And nowadays it feels like every skin that comes out, they're really marketing as a premium skin. They're really wanting people to pay out $20+ for these new skins. And people are, don't get me wrong, like there's a ton of people that play League of Legends and want those skins, but it does feel a lot more cash grabby right now than it did as of late in the past. And things with like TFT, they've got the gacha style eggs that if you want your specific little legend, you got to go through this gacha game, spending money to randomly open these eggs and hopefully get your little legend.
Well,
which,
and how long has Tencent owned Riot Games? So, I mean, if this development is something that you've noticed over the last few years, that
I think it's been the whole time. I don't think that's changed, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it has been the whole time. Another one that's a big deal right now for them is Valorant. Valorant's having terrible issues with how expensive their shit is. Some of these big packs that you can buy, their gun skins and stuff like that, they cost around $70 to get the whole pack. Yeah, that's more than a AAA game right now. $70. And they're coming with these weapons that you can then upgrade, that you need to buy another currency or another thing from them to upgrade these guns to do all of their special features. So to buy this pack, fully upgrade it with all the Radiantite that you need, it can cost as much as like $120 or something like that.
What features are you talking about on the guns?
So when you buy the full pack, you get all the skins, the look.
Right.
You can upgrade them with Radiantite to give them different sounds. So some of them sound more Star Warsy, laserish. They give them different tracers, different colored tracers, different reload methods. So instead of pulling the clip out of the bottom, like a clip will pop out of the top, and it's just different cosmetic
things.
So
still cosmetic, nothing, though, at least.
Yeah. Nothing that's game breaking, but it definitely adds new stuff to that skin.
Right.
It's just more money and more money and more money. Some of these single gun skins, like a single knife skin, can cost $30. And that's just too much. Yeah.
I looked it up. Riot Games was majority acquired by Tencent in February 2011 and fully acquired in December 2015.
Okay. So they've been around since the beginning, but not fully acquired since the beginning.
Yeah, they acquired Epic Games in 2012.
Yeah.
So they've got their fingers in.
Well, Tencent's
many,
huge.
Many popular games, yeah.
Yeah, they're huge. They make a whole lot of money, and they are known for making some really cash grabby games in China. That's like their thing, that they're known for just ridiculous amounts of microtransactions. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me that some of these cosmetics are even becoming just that. And one of the crazy things to me are people are buying them. They're dropping $70 on this pack. They're buying the Radiantite to upgrade every single one of those things. And it costs a shit ton of money. I just can't imagine playing a free game and then throwing $120 at it just to make my gun look cool, you know?
Yeah, I mean, the crazy thing about it is, as far as I can tell, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it doesn't even have a system anywhere near like Team Fortress or like Counter-Strike, where those skins are tradable or fungible in any way, right?
No, once you own them, you own them outright. You can't do anything else other than equip each of your skins on each of your guns. Same thing in League of Legends. Your skin is bound to you, and you can't sell it. Yeah, CSGO, Valve games in general, Dota 2, CSGO, Team Fortress, you get these items through loot box style rolling, and some of them are crazy rare. People have sold some knife skins on CSGO for over $1,000.
Yeah, I saw a Reddit post of some guy who traded in one or two knife skins and bought an index VR system.
Yeah, some of these skins are selling for crazy amounts. I've known some of my friends to sell their Dota skins for insane amounts of money. It's like, well, I don't play this character, but I got this skin. I'm going to sell it, and I'm going to buy myself a new game with that money. So yeah, that's a whole new system in itself, a whole different system in itself, because it really does create its own marketplace for these skins. And Riot doesn't do that. Like you said, once you own it, it's yours. You can't do anything with it. So you drop that $120 and you have nothing else you can do with it. You know, you spend a shit ton of money on a knife skin in CSGO, and you never know, maybe next year it's even more rare and you make $100 more off of it. Like, it's still going to have value.
Right.
Yeah, so we'll see what Riot does about that. There's been a big stink over especially the Valorant stuff. They are way too expensive on there, and it's a brand new game. Maybe they're trying to capitalize on that. These first people coming into the game that are really gung-ho about it, dropping big bucks on it. And hopefully over time they make things more affordable. It would be nice to start out that way, but obviously they're trying to make their nut as well. So let's go from spending too much money to spending a lot less money than you should. I want to talk about the Steam Summer Sale, because there's some really, really good deals on this summer sale. Some stuff that I was pretty blown away for like fairly new games are 50% off. Doom Eternal is 50% off.
How much is Skyrim?
I think the whole franchise is like 90% off or something like that. Yeah, always on sale. Borderlands 3, which hit Steam back in March, is 50% off. Red Dead Redemption 2 is 20% off. I don't know, some of these, like I said, newer games are dropping their prices like crazy. And
well, this isn't exactly new, but Rainbow Six Siege is $8. That's nuts.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good deals.
Great games for under $10. There's great games for right around $15 to $30. Jedi Fallen Order, which I highly recommend, is 50% off. That's $30 right now. Yeah.
Blade Senua's Sacrifice, $9. Undertale, $39. That's definitely worth a pickup if you are into any sort of indie gaming.
Half-Life, Alex. Is at $45. It's 25% off right now.
This list is a gold mine.
Hunt Showdown, which I think is a really cool take on kind of the Battle Royale-esque genre, is 45% off right now. That one has taken off pretty well. If you guys haven't seen any of Hunt Showdown, that's a cool game. It looks like a lot of fun. The new Ori, Will of the Wisps, that's 20% off. Dead Cells is 40% off. That's a $15 game right now. And I think both of you guys have told me how good Dead Cells is.
Dead Cells is very good.
Outer Wilds is 33% off.
So the sale started Thursday.
And it runs until the 9th. It's a good long sale. There's a lot of good stuff on there. If you're a PC gamer and you don't have Steam, then you need to get Steam, because that's what a lot of the big titles are going to be coming out on. What else can we talk about in the summer sale? I know there was those were most of the games I kind of wanted to fire out there, because those were the big deals. Do you guys see any games that you'd like to play that are pretty cheap right now?
Not pretty cheap, but coming out soon. End of next month is a game that both Spencer and I have been looking forward to a lot, and that's the remake of Destroy All Humans, because that game's amazing. Looks
yeah, fantastic. That's one I've been looking forward to forever since they first announced it. That trailer with the Rammstein song, yeah.
Right? Is that going to be on Steam or is that going to be Epic Games? Do you guys know?
Should be through Steam, as far as I can tell. It's already listed for pre-order, actually.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's listed for pre-order in my wish list.
Well, that's good. I have been using Steam for a lot longer, so I prefer Steam. I don't really have a big stink against Epic Games, other than I don't really use it all that much. I did for Fortnite, and that's all I really needed it for. So I'm glad it's coming to Steam, because I don't want to put Epic back on my computer. I hate having all the different clients. It's so annoying. Yeah.
So many. We've got the Xbox, Battle.net, Epic Games, Steam, individual games. It's too much.
Yep. Oh, another one on Steam right now is Mordhau. If you're not wanting to wait for Chivalry 2, definitely check out Mordhau. I'm waiting for Chivalry 2, but Mordhau looks like a really cool game. It's that medieval battling, and they got the combat down, and it's gruesome. You can lop limbs off and stuff. Really cool game.
There was a game that popped up called This Land Is My Land that I hadn't heard too much about, but I watched a trailer for recently. Looked decent. 15% off.
Nice. What's that one about?
It looks like you play as like a Native American tribe while the U.S. is being settled and trying to resist settlers and fighting against them.
Okay.
Sounds actually kind of awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah, I would play the fuck out of that.
It's 15% off on Steam. Might be worth a pickup.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just over $30. That, I don't know. Anything that falls under that $40 range is usually something I eye pretty closely. I'm just so tired of paying the $60 price for most games these days, so I tend to wait for these summer sales and shit to come out, because you can get some of the big title games for 50, 30% off.
Yeah, paying full price for a game on Steam, especially at this point, is a fool's errand.
Silly goosiness.
Well, they have so many sales now. Like, the summer sale is going to end, and then they're going to have a small fall sale, and then they're going to have their big winter sale. They have so many sales that it doesn't matter when a game's coming out. If you wait just a little bit, it will probably be on sale on Steam.
Yeah, and you can add it to your wish list, and I get emails when something on my wish list goes on sale.
Yeah. Yeah, I have things in my wish list I need to get the fuck out of there, because I'm tired of seeing emails for them. It's like, this game is always on sale and I still haven't bought it. It's been in my wish list since fucking 2008. Why am I doing this to myself?
Just the weekly emails.
But yeah, PC gamers have it pretty sweet with these sales, I've got to say. However, the PlayStation and Xbox sales were pretty good this year as well. So hopefully you guys were able to capitalize on some of that. They've already passed. I don't know their schedule of sales. So if you're a console player right now, you're kind of out of luck. Their summer sales ran their course pretty quick through June. All right. So what have you guys been playing?
Arena and Teamfight Tactics.
Yep.
It's the same answer as last week, unfortunately. I just I can't get past it. Magic Arena just dropped the new set, M21, the new core set. So
have you been a lot of time it?
Drafting sealed, playing sealed events, and I'm just trying to build up my collection of the new set.
Same here.
Cool. Yeah, I've re-downloaded it, but I opened it back up and I looked at my collection, and I kind of closed the game. I was like, I don't have the mental capacity for building a deck right now, so I still need to get out and actually play this new set, because M21 looks pretty fucking great.
Yeah, when you're jumping in again, especially at this point, like if you didn't play for a while, collections can be kind of minimal.
Yeah.
The good thing is that rotation is coming up in end of September, beginning of October, so it becomes a lot easier to build your collection out from the newer cards. Like, at this point, in the summer, you wouldn't want to like spend any wild cards on any sets that are rotating and just focus on the stuff that's going to stay in standard. And easiest way to do that is just to do a lot of drafts.
And that's probably what I'm planning on doing this next week. I really do want to get back into Magic in general, and Arena's the way to go about that, I think. So
Sealed is nice. It's a guaranteed 9 packs every time you play, so.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm just happy to get back into it. That's a game that it's pretty timeless, and even though they're going through some of their rough stuff right now, Wizards is going through some of their rough business decisions, but they're picking it up and you know, just kind of got to wait it out. If they continue to be shitty, then I guess I'll stop playing then. You know, that's kind of how the course has gone with Blizzard Activision with me, where they've made some really bad business decisions over the past handful of years that have just kind of pushed me out of their games. So until Wizards does that, I will still play Magic.
Yeah, I agree. It would take a lot for me to give up Magic, but being on the wrong side of history is probably one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what else is going on? Any other news that you wanted to share? Anything else?
The only thing I had tagged still was there was a rumor, a report came out that that Harry Potter RPG that had its footage leaked like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I remember that.
We're seeing that maybe a late 2021 next-gen console release.
Oh boy, I will keep my fingers crossed. I would love just a good Harry Potter RPG. Hopefully it is good too, because I don't want to get stuck into another one of their mobile cheesy games that you think is going to be fun and it turns out to be just a grind. What was the one that they did? The Wizards Unite, their Pokemon Go type game.
Right.
I really wanted that to be good, and it wasn't. It was a lot more of a cash grab than Pokemon Go was. It felt like you had to buy from them to progress, and the progression wasn't even that fun. It wasn't an adventure like Pokemon Go was. I really feel like they missed that one. So
yeah, my fiance and I had downloaded. We played a ton of Pokemon Go, and then we were excited for Wizards Unite, downloaded it, and it felt so convoluted. Like,
yeah,
what is the point of this?
Yeah, it was very forced. A lot of it just felt like it was there for the game's sake. They didn't get very creative with why you were doing stuff. You were just doing stuff. And
go live Harry Potter life.
Me and my wife did the same thing, where we played a ton of Pokemon, especially when it first came out, and my wife still opens that up every now and again when we're out on walks and stuff. But Wizards, we really wanted to. We gave it a good go. We really wanted to like it, but there was just nothing there to cling on to. It was not worth it to stick around. Didn't they had another mobile game that came out too, that was the Hogwarts Mystery or whatever?
I did not hear anything about this.
Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar to me at all.
No, it's been out for a while, and I did play it, but it was one of those games that your progression through the story was determined on like how much power or was it spell power? I don't remember what it was in this game, but you could only do a certain amount of actions in your day, or you could buy more power to continue through. So to brew potions, to do anything in this game, any progression was under a massive time sink or just shoveling money into their pockets. So it was another one of those games that it was a kind of original Harry Potter story that they had written themselves. So that interested me. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, and I don't remember completing it. I think my wife may have, and she dumped a little bit of money into it, but even at that, she's not one to spend on mobile games, and she was pretty upset that they were kind of making her do that to get to the end of this game. So with these really crappy recent Harry Potter games, I hope the big one, the big RPG, is going to be the show. You know, that's the one that we really need to redeem the Harry Potter world.
Yeah, and it's good. It's like a big AAA title that'll be me a little hope, at least.
So we started talking about the Harry Potter RPG, and I hate to drag us backwards, but it got me thinking about the Magic RPG. Is there any release timeline for that? I'm trying to look it up, and I don't see any dates.
I haven't seen anything yet. There has been some footage and some playable demos. The beta, I signed up for the beta, but I don't think they've actually launched it yet. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I remember signing up for the beta too, but I haven't heard anything about it.
So I imagine that'll be coming soonish.
I need more magic. I'm a little apprehensive about it, just given Magic's history with their forays into video games. It's not, they haven't hit the nail on the head every time.
No, but with Magic Arena being a great card game, digital card game, maybe they're hiring the right people to continue in a different path and an RPG path, because as far as the digital card games go, I really think MTG Arena is a really good one. It captures everything about Magic that you want to be there. So I'm really happy that they nailed that one. I was really worried for it for a while that they were going to try and change the feel of the game to adapt it to a more digital game, but they kept it Magic. So I can't hate on that game at all.
Yeah. They did a good job.
So yeah, hopefully that RPG that they're making, hopefully they're still making it. I don't know. It's been so long since we've heard news on it. I don't know if it, I think we would have heard if it was scrapped, but I'd like to see something out of them. Even just like a short teaser, 30-second teaser would be great.
For which one?
Yeah.
For the Magic RPG.
Oh yeah. There's, like I said, there's been some footage and everything. What was it called? I think it was called Magic Legend.
Okay.
So if you take a look, you can find some gameplay footage and stuff. Like I said, it's soon. We just don't have an exact date or anything.
Yeah.
I think the beta should launch, I would say, pretty quickly. I think they got derailed by COVID shutdowns and everything.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you said also back on the Harry Potter that there was some footage of that one as well, or was that just rumors?
That was leaked footage. That was like nobody had heard anything about this game whatsoever, and all of a sudden this footage dropped.
I'll try to find that.
That was like a year and a half ago. Yeah, look it up. It was looked really good. Blew everyone's minds at the time.
Well, again, going back to the beginning, keep an eye on Twitch and Discord for those bans, because they're dishing them out. Hopefully your favorite streamer isn't one getting taken down, because that would mean they're a total douchebag. So
and maybe that means you're a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. That's a maybe.
Maybe you're just like your friends to be pieces of shit. That's look at me. I've got piece of shit friends right here. So yeah, keep an eye on that stuff. I'm trying to keep up on following up on some of what we were talking about last week. So hopefully I'll have some more news on that next week.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I think that's about it.
All right, sounds good. You guys can follow us all on Twitter. I'm at Jesus1Up. We got at Spencer_3G1Up and at Spurgling. Join our Discord. Join in the conversation. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Don't forget to check out our other podcast on the 3Guys1Up Network, Weekend Watch.
Yeah, please do. And if you've been really liking the music on this podcast on 3Guys1Up, go check out Sans Visage. He's on SoundCloud. He makes a lot of cool music. He's a good friend of mine. And yeah, keep your eyes out on more shows coming out on the 3Guys1Up Network. Definitely check out Weekend Watch. That's where we share our movie and show recommendations from different streaming services. Really good show. Yeah, again, catch you next week. See you later.